Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kayla. I'm in the fraud department. Can I please have your zip code? Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
10704.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Joanne Roman. Now, what was purchased?
Well, I don't have the account pulled up yet, ma'am. Okay. Would you allow me one moment, please?
Sure.
All right. For security purposes of the account, can you verify the address?
245 Bronx River Road, Yonkers, 10704.
Thank you. Okay, let me try something else. Okay, that one didn't come up. And what was the zip code again?
10704.
10704. No, 10704. 10704. All right. I was able to pull up what she sent over. I'm sorry. And thank you for security purposes of the account. Can you verify your address, please?
245 Bronx River Road, Yonkers, 10704.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for Bite Hubs, and your account is canceled.
The account was canceled?
Yes, and you want to report it as fraud?
Okay, what was, the lady had said something of a purchase. What was the purchase?
Well, it looks like you enrolled in a sweet state where you pay $1 to $5. You select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in a membership where you get you also enroll in a sweet, a meal plan to help, which is like $40-some dollars a month.
You know what? I don't remember doing that, but I know I didn't sign up for anything for $50 or $49.89.
All right. Let me look into the account. Give me one moment.
Okay.
All right. I'm listening to the account, seeing what I can do. If you can just bear with me, please. All right. So I just have to look into the account and see if this is cool. So we can report this as fraud. Thank you for being patient. But I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are reported for pending investigation. Any false claims of fraudulent charges may result in penalties. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can continue.
I you know what? Nobody has this account but me.
Right.
And they're saying I won a contest and I put in to pay $1 for something, $1 to $5 for something, correct?
Yes. The dollar was just a deposit. Correct. I'm sorry, what? You paid $1 to $5 and you selected one of those items.
Okay. Of which I never received anything.
All right. Well, no problem.
But this is saying on the 14th of this month, that was Valentine's Day. That was a week ago Monday. And what was the item they're saying I ordered?
Yes, it was done on February 14th.
At what time?
It doesn't give us a time.
Okay. And what was the purchase?
It was for $49.89. That was for the meal balance app.
But what is that?
It's an app that gives you different information about food.
Oh no, I didn't order that.
All right. Well, I did go ahead and get a refund and you received 3 to 5 business.
Okay, and I still don't know whatever was I'm still not understanding. You're telling me I paid $1 to $5 as a down payment?
I stated that I could go ahead and get a refund.
I understand that, but I need to understand this process because you're telling me if I did it, I'm going to be prosecuted.
This is something I have to explain. So if you didn't order it, ma'am, then it's nothing to worry about. So I did go ahead and get it refunded, and you received a 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, this is for food.
Yeah, it's like an app that gives you different information on how to, you know, to eat the cookies or sugar and carb cravings. It gives, like, different helps.
Yeah, I know I didn't order that. I know that for a fact. Because I never order none of those things. So, all right, my next thing is to call the banks. All right.
All right, so I did get a refund. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Me too.